You're listening to SBS News.
As Atullah Kakar defeated previously undefeated Papua New Guinean fighter Solomon Tiamani to secure the cruiserweight title at the World Title Kickboxing Showdown in Port Moresby on Saturday. The 26-year-old fought under the Pakistani flag. Mr. Kakar says he dedicated his win to other refugees and asylum seekers on Manus Island and Nauru.
Make me happy what I'm doing. It's very big kindness for myself to keep fighting for my brothers and for my sisters in Nauru and Manus. And I am still honest with everyone to keep my fighting for them. So it was my big dream. So I did it.
As of March 2019, an estimated 360 asylum seekers are in Nauru and 547 in Papua New Guinea, according to the Refugee Council. The council said as of March, 508 people had been relocated to the United States this year. Mr. Kakar has been in Papua New Guinea since 2013, arriving by boat after he fled Pakistan. He won a silver medal at the 2012 World Martial Arts Festival, but he says after his rise to prominence, he was then threatened by the Taliban. He was held on Manus Island until last year and now lives in the capital, Port Moresby. Mr. Kakar says the years he spent in limbo in the detention centre did not break his spirit, and the sport is helping him overcome the trauma he suffered.
I'm doing my good things with the community. So whatever I can do my best, I will do it. I learn many good things in the hard situation. So now I found my hope again in the sports field. So I have to keep recover myself to hopefully I will be have a next big fight. And just waiting for the news. And I have to keep my fighting. I put myself in the PNG sports field where they respect me. They give me chance. And they was believe me.
Mr. Kakar says he still hopes he will one day be granted asylum by any country that will take him.
I'm still waiting for Australia government, New Zealand government, which government give me offer and to give me the things. I hopefully that government will be lucky.
He has found supporters through his kickboxing, including Australian Anglican priest Dave Smith, who campaigns for refugees detained offshore. Father Smith told SBS News the win is great news and he hopes Mr. Kakar will continue to fight. Matt Kennellan, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.